This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Are you guys ready? You ready for a major announcement? Is everyone?
Totally.
Yeah?
I'm here.
Oh my God,
ready.
Look at you. Ready?
Yeah.
No, nobody else, though. Just me and you.
Well, all that don't spoil it, don't talk out of turn, don't blow it, Vinny, makes me a little bit less than enthusiastic about
it. Me too.
It makes me go, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You do it, then.
Nah,
yeah.
I don't want to.
You do it. You'll be all excited
nah.
about it. Because you have to, you know, get
no.
the info.
No.
Oh. It's right there in front of you.
Is it?
Looking at that skateboarding video. How about that?
Don't look at that.
All right, then. I'm listening
to
your announcement.
I need an air check for this.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
Yikes.
Everyone ready for a big content announcement?
Oh, my God!
All right, here we go. Bottle Rock, Napa Valley.
Oh.
I know. I feel
that's
like
back already?
Well, no. It's not coming back until the end of May, like it always is on Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, listen. It's May 24th through the 26th. I don't have the listings yet for all the there's always 1,000 great bands on 1,000 different stages. Plus, it's like, you know, wine, food, craft brew. It's such a good time. I've been the last couple of years. I love it. And there is a holiday presale that starts this Wednesday at 10 a.m. So this is your chance to get in early, pay less for the tickets, and stoke someone out for give the gift of live music.
Great idea.
In the stocking this year.
Mm-hmm.
Although this is a gift that you can, I personally think, this is one of those, it's like this little teeny gift that's so huge. So then you get like 10 boxes and you put it in, you know, put it in this giant box.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, that's so fun. You don't think that's fun? You know, like the tiny little gift that you put into like the Russian nesting dolls?
I was thinking you were going to go the route of, this is the gift you give to someone where you know you're going to get to go.
Oh.
Oh. I like
nope,
that
that's
too.
Not what I was thinking, it's, but that is, that, you got a point.
Is, there's the gift. There's a uh-huh. reason for the gift is you get it and then you go, can't wait to go.
Or Vinny, do you just give him one ticket.
Right.
Here's your ticket.
Yeah.
Mine. I'll hold on to mine.
Mine's in this other giant box.
Right.
If we break up, you could buy this from me.
Right. Let's not break up before then. Mm-hmm. We can break up right afterward. Visit BottleRockNapaValley.com. All the info is there. And I want to say right after the new year, we're going to do the lineup announcement. So this is your chance to get in early. It's been great. Every year they've done it, and it sells out so fast now. So
you might as well even book a room right now.
Oh, my God. Do it. You should have booked a room last year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. May 24th through the 26th, and it's this Wednesday at 10 a.m. So go to BottleRockNapaValley.com for all the info. There it is, your major concert announcement. All right, let's get into the trash. I'm going to start with Ariana Grande. Her Thank You Next video hit YouTube on Friday and went on to get 47 million views in its first 24 hours. And that, my friends, is a brand new record for YouTube video viewing in one day.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Can you guess who set the last record?
Gangnam Style.
Nope. That's right up there with the most views of all time.
But Katy Perry. Lady Gaga.
You'll never guess it.
Wait.
It's Korean boy band BTS.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And their song Idol, which had 45 million views in its first 24 hours.
You're right. I don't know that at all.
Nope.
I was not going to guess
either.
That.
I was like, oh my God, that seems so unlikely. But there you go. It also broke the record for simultaneous views with 829,000 people watching it at the same time. That's a lot of people watching it. She also just became the most streamed artist in the world on Spotify. Who did she pass for that?
The most
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
No. Nope.
Streamed artist?
Korean boy band NTW.
BTS.
Oh. NTS. BTS.
Nope.
Get Todd on the phone.
If you had asked me this, I would have said Drake, because I thought Drake had all the big
oh,
streaming numbers.
Oh, good guess.
I would have been wrong.
Oh.
The answer, it was wrong. You don't have to play
Is
him.
Is it Bieber?
It's not. It's Selena Gomez of all people.
Oh,
really? She's the most streamed on Spotify?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
The kids like her.
Yeah. The heart wants what it wants. Looks like she passed 46.9 million monthly listeners. That's how many people are monthly listening to Selena Gomez. She beats all the people. And one other last thing. I guess Eminem once in a while throws out these like 10-minute long freestyles. And he did one over the weekend, I guess, and name-checked Ariana in it. So
did he?
Able to find that.
I have a little more than just Ariana.
He just does this. You know, the rhymes fall out of his mouth.
With no beat, though, you know. Takes breaks. He spits, like, I don't know, 30 seconds worth and stops, turns around.
He does it as, like, a video or something?
Yes.
And these are unprepared? Like, he just...
I mean...
Well, he says, right? Say. Freestyle. Okay.
God.
Thanks. Is there video of that or just the audio?
There is video. I'm not playing it right now, though. But
man, good grief, dude. Heavy.
Boy,
yeah.
Like, please stop yelling at me.
What happened to fun Eminem?
Fun enough. Anyway, congratulations, Ariana Grande. Your new song, Thank You Next, is not only your first number one hit ever, and I think it's been for 3 weeks in a row. Mm. It's also breaking all these records.
I'm going to go back and watch it, because I did watch it the other day.
Yeah, I just watched it, too.
The video of Eminem?
No.
The video of
Ariana Grande.
Because there's so
it's
many
cute.
Things
She reenacts
now.
All these Mean Girls things
yeah.
and Legally Blonde. Uh-huh. And she's just so pretty and fun to look at.
Right.
Thank you. Next.
The
Thank
video
you.
Isn't great.
Next.
But
no, it's not.
But
it's got
fun.
A lot going on that I feel like I've only seen it once. I missed a bunch of things happening.
There's a whole thing where because everybody takes these things apart now frame by frame, you know, the super fans.
Oh.
I guess she changed some tattoo that she had on her foot to be the name of Mac Miller's dog.
Mm. How's that?
Myron.
Crunch.
I know. It used to say 8414, which was... Pete Davidson's dad's badge number. He died in 9/11, and so she tattooed over that.
So in the video, it looks like Kris Jenner is her mom.
Yeah, they said there was going to be...
And she's videotaping her daughter performing.
That's great. Taylor Swift. Yes. Speaking of people breaking records.
Yeah.
Man, she's unstoppable. She's a massive draw on the road. Your kid and wife saw him, or whatever she is.
Right.
She just recently, rent partner, I'm sorry, I just, the missus. She just wrapped
what
her.
Is she, Vinny? Is she your fiance?
Fiance. She's a fiance. Fiance.
I don't say that word, but whatever you guys want to go with, we've already spent too much time trying to figure it out. Just.
It's fun,
What's
though.
The story?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we're
it's
doing
like,
it.
Yeah. You said last week.
Because it makes me squirm. Is
yeah.
That why?
We take things and... What did you say exactly? We take things and shred them?
Or torture
something?
Each other?
Wrestle them.
Yeah, wrestle them. We wrestle them. Whatever it is, we're going to wrestle it. We've been wrestling that one for years.
Yeah.
Rent partner, overwhelming feelings of concern, the missus.
Right.
But my lady.
Your girl.
M'lady.
M'lady, right.
So you were saying...
Taylor Swift.
She recently wrapped up that Reputation tour.
Yeah.
There were only 38 shows in it. Mm. And she still managed to break the record for highest grossing tour of all time. It is the highest grossing U.S. tour of all time. Or at least since I began tracking that kind of data in 1990. The tour grossed $266 million with 38 shows. It sold about 2,068,399 tickets.
But that's the kicker, is the number of dates, right? It wasn't just done by year or something like that.
No, it was how much did the tour gross as an entirety and how much did it make? Right. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't actually matter how many dates, because the Rolling Stones held the record at 245 million, but they had 70 shows in that tour.
Oh, you're saying that...
It grossed
she was the able
most
to do that in half the dates
half
of the Stones.
Dates.
Oh,
isn't that
wow.
crazy?
Well, she's pretty good.
Yeah. This the $245 million that the Rolling Stones made in their Bigger Bang tour was back in 2005 to 2007. So they toured that for however long it took them to do the dates. And that record has stood since 2007, which is crazy.
I'm surprised U2 hasn't done it. The record, I mean. Why are they not in the conversation?
You know, and they're calling this specifically a U.S. tour. So I don't even know how many of the dates that the Stones did. So they had 70 U.S. shows, but the tour itself went elsewhere.
Worldwide, right.
So I don't know how many things she did overseas, but the 38 shows that she played in the U.S., she grossed $266 million.
That breaks down to $7 million per tour.
That's
per
show.
Wow.
That's pretty good. So congratulations to her. Dolly Parton is in the news today. Come on back over to the mic, Hooman.
I'm here.
As you know, Hooman made a movie a decade ago.
All right.
And about 5 years into it, he added some
first
Dolly.
Hold on. First film ever made on a phone, everyone.
Yes. First full-length film ever made on a phone. Of course, since then, 10 years have gone by.
All right.
So it's
Thank
a little
you
bit
that.
You were saying, though, 5 years in, he goes and has a meeting with Dolly.
And Dolly says, I love your movie, Hooman, and I'd be happy to donate a couple of songs to it.
Donate?
Yeah.
You didn't pay her?
And she even wrote ones.
I had to pay for her musicians, but she wrote the songs for free.
Yeah, you paid for the recording.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, well, well.
So now she's doing music for Jennifer Aniston's new movie on Netflix called Dumplin'. We talked about this a little bit last week. And I guess she's in the movie too. Is that correct? Sounds like she's in it.
I don't know. Does she do like a cameo or is she actually like acting?
It just says that she's in it here. So she's on Friday's Tonight Show this past week.
Who is?
Dolly.
Dolly.
Oh, this is her.
This is from Dumplin'.
Just what a distinctive voice.
I know.
It's so pretty.
Really nice.
Anyway, she was on Friday's Tonight Show, and she was talking about the Jennifer Aniston movie that she's doing, Dumplin', and how Jennifer asked her to do the soundtrack. So Jimmy Fallon was talking to her and asked, you know what?
Oh, my God.
She worked out material for that. Look at her.
Play that again, would you, so people can hear what they thought they heard? Dolly is awesome. Dolly is awesome.
Oh,
what show
so
was that
much.
On?
Fallon Show. Tonight
oh, Fallon.
Show.
Oh, okay.
And she said, he's going to kill me for saying that.
Yeah. How are you ever going to be mad at Dolly for anything, man?
You can't be.
She's an angel.
They've been married for 52 years, her and Carl Dean.
Yeah.
He's 76, she's 72.
So that movie, Dumplin', is premiering, looks like, December 7th.
Oh.
Which
this
is
weekend. This
Friday?
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They drop everything on Fridays.
Mm. Oh, is that what they do, Netflix?
Yeah, it seems like, doesn't it seem like they always premiere, like, any new show or whatever drops on a Friday?
So, I don't know if you guys have seen this ad, but as soon as you said Netflix movie, there's one being advertised right now. It's Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
Have you seen this
no.
yet? So it's her and her, I guess her two kids, and they've got to stay blindfolded because whatever they're running from.
Yeah.
You've seen this?
Yeah, the monster.
The monster. So I don't.
Oh, this is, they're saying it's like The Quiet Place for blind people.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
totally seems similar in that sense. Like, you know, they've.
If you see it, something happens to you.
Right.
It gets in you or something.
But so the movie says it's rated R. And then it's a Netflix thing, but I don't know if that means it will only be on Netflix, but they're doing full-blown ads like it's a major motion picture,
you know,
that's going to be in theaters.
Netflix has talked about this. I was reading an article about them like a month ago where they were saying, because what they've done, they have done theatrical releases, but they've dropped it on Netflix at the same time. So they feel like, look, if we really want to actually do movies, we've got to not put them on Netflix at the same time.
Right.
So this could be an actual theater. Can you see if that is a theatrical release? It will be available on Netflix at some point.
I'm seeing a different name, Hooman. I'm seeing it's called Bird Box.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
Bird
it.
Box.
Yeah, no, I was just saying they had to be blindfolded from the monster.
Right.
There's a monster.
Yeah. Bird Box. Is it going to be in theaters or is it going to be on Netflix?
I'm only seeing Netflix.
Oh, huh.
At least in this particular article.
Which is funny because they, you know,
because
I actually.
Because the ads are, look like a movie.
Right.
Major motion picture, like, release.
But it doesn't say at the end only on Netflix or something?
No, it just shows Netflix, flashes Netflix as who made it.
Right.
But I assumed that it was going to be in theaters and be a major release.
Right.
It's
well,
Sandra Bullock.
They have talked about it, so. I don't know if that's happening with this one or if that's just something that they're, you know, thinking about. But it would make sense for them to do that. They'd make
more money off of it. I just see it on Netflix.
Oh. Does it say when it debuts on Netflix? Is that also this week?
Yes,
oh, December 21st.
Mm-hmm, oh. 21st.
All right. Oh, there you go.
Oh, sorry, you guys. The very last sentence. Bryn, in this article, it says Bird Box will be available on Netflix and in select theaters December 21st.
Oh, so they're still doing the simultaneous release. Okay.
According
well,
to this.
Maybe
all
that, right. Who knows? Maybe that'll change.
HollywoodReporter.com.
Magic Johnson's daughter's in the news, and this is a just an awful story. And she's okay, but it could have easily gone the other way. Her name is Alisa Johnson, Magic Johnson's daughter. Mm-hmm. So she was at an Airbnb rented by friends on Sunday morning. This is in San Fernando Valley. I don't know where they live, but I guess it was her and nine friends, and they all rented this house. Maybe just a party. I don't know. So Sunday morning, two armed men did a home invasion at this Airbnb where all of them were staying. And they get in there. So I guess this means after midnight on Saturday because it sounds like everyone was up. The men got inside, started terrorizing the 10 people who were staying there. It's unclear if they broke in or if the door was even locked. They held people at gunpoint, shoved them all around the home. She is 23 years old. This is Alisa Johnson, daughter of Magic Johnson. And I guess she is on some e-reality show. She's absolutely beautiful.
Oh.
So I don't know if just the Johnsons in general have a reality show.
Or it's like the daughters and
Basketball daughters
of celebrities.
So
I think it's one of those type ones.
In my mind,
or rich kids of Instagram.
As you're telling this story, I'm already thinking. So either they went to some bars earlier that night and popped off with, you know, money and where they're staying so that they were followed back to their place, or they were social media Instagramming and someone was able to figure out.
I like your first theory because it, as it turns out, while they were in this Airbnb, what they took sounds like all things from these people.
Well, right. So that's Magic Johnson's kitty's worth $1 billion+.
They actually didn't get her. She heard the commotion from inside a bedroom and ran out of the house from a sliding door. She was like, holy crap, I got to get out of here. And I think she's the one who alerted the authorities too, like, because everyone else was getting herded around by these guys with guns.
And left her friends.
Well, she left to go get help.
All right.
You know, I don't
you
think
say.
You go, well, I didn't want to leave you guys, so I decided to come out here and also be held at gunpoint.
Here I am.
Here I am. So she took off and ran down the street.
All right.
I guess so. They say ran down the street to escape harm.
I'm not trying to say they asked for it, but you need to be a little bit more careful
about. You need
to
be cognizant.
The info, because if you're staying at an Airbnb, then no one knows you're there.
Right. Right.
Unless you tell them.
Unless they know, or like you said, unless they followed you from the place where you were flashing your wealth.
Right.
So it looks like they got about $30,000 to $40,000 worth of stuff, Rolex, jewelry, cash, and electronics. Everyone's okay. No one in the house suffered any physical injuries. Here's a shot of her. She's beautiful. It says there, her brother EJ's reality show.
Okay, yeah, he does have one, but they definitely do a lot of Instagramming, Vin.
Oh.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I mean, look, Kim Kardashian learned that lesson the hard way, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, there it is. And all the people who've ever said, can't wait for my vacation, you know, and they're the ones that got robbed, and they go, oh, right, I announced it.
My house would be empty. Gone. Right.
Durr.
Durr, George. Ray Taliaferro.
Yes. This story is awful.
It's awful.
Tell everyone who he is first.
Well, if you listen to KGO, and I've definitely heard this guy in the overnights or years ago. In fact, when did he stop working?
He was there forever.
Till
overnight
2011.
Guy.
Yep, he was the overnight guy. 86 to 2011. He's also a former head of the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP. Credited with being the first black talk show host in a major market radio station in New York City and was San Francisco's first black member of the Arts Commission. It looks like he was traveling and disappeared, and his body has been found. So his body was found in Kentucky, about a mile from the last known location that he was at. Let's see, Paducah, Kentucky.
He had dementia.
He did, and
apparently
that's what the problem was.
The last person he talked to, they had video of it, so they were able to go find the guy. They found the guy, talked to him, and he said the guy was... He was talking to me. He seemed okay, but something was up. Mm-hmm. He repeated himself a few times, but he said he was a Bay Area talk show host to this guy.
Right.
And that hadn't been it had been a long time since he was a Bay Area talk show host, apparently, but...
You know, they actually were searching for him. They're saying for weeks.
For a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd seen
reports.
And they
finally found him.
Yeah.
And he was out in the woods, right?
He was, found on a small tree-lined parcel near Brooks Stadium, mm-hmm. a baseball stadium in central Paducah, which is across the Ohio River
from
Metropolis, Illinois.
So he probably just got lost?
Yeah.
Well, he was right. He was wandering.
My friend's dad has this right now, and it's so troubling, the things that happen to someone with this. Mm-hmm. So they'll all be sitting there and have full eye on him, but if you turn your back on him, he wanders off.
Yep. Mm.
They lost him. He decided he wanted cookies and found his way to the Safeway to buy cookies. And meanwhile, he set off a complete freak out search of the entire area. And when they found him, he had a pack of cookies.
Right. Yeah. This is what I told you I was getting cookies, but.
And they're like, and one of the things they're tripping on is they're all, this guy, like the holes in a person's brain are so how'd he find the Safeway? And how'd he even remember that he left to go get cookies?
Right.
Mm. And like all of these questions come up because they'll go, why are you bleeding and how did you get hurt? Look, I'm bleeding. And they're like, I know, but how did you do that to yourself? Oh no, look, I'm bleeding. Like, and yet somehow he found that.
Right.
So there's no rhyme or reason is my point.
Horribly tragic. I have to say I don't look forward to it. You know.
You expect it?
I have plenty of that in my family.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, everyone does. I mean, you get to a certain age and things start to break down, man.
The good news is
they already are.
Your mom and Gentry look rock solid.
Yes.
What do you mean? What are you knocking? What
no,
they
keep,
look
let's
rock solid.
Back.
We
keep
just
going.
Saw them.
I really hope I can experience it on the air for you guys. It'll be fantastic. It'll be fun. The Bay Area's dementia post.
You'll start. Give us another station that you worked at when you were younger.
Oh, right.
You'll be it's not Alice 97.3. You're at
NRQ.
Q96 FM, another guaranteed six in a row. Coming up right after this.
DRE.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Spring interns, we need them. You in college, and do you need an internship? Ours pays. It's kind of nice. You know, you're not going to get rich or anything. You do have to get up at the crack of dawn. But hey, come on in, hang out, have fun. A lot of our interns work here in San Francisco now. Tons of past interns have gone on to have radio careers. And you could be one of them. Send a resume and a cover letter to UZETTE. At RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, you won't get rich right away, but it could be the start of something
sure,
for you.
Sure, absolutely.
You don't know?
No, you don't know. You have to get college credit and you have to be over 18.
And if you're aimless, why not try it and see
what
happens?
What the hell?
Actually, wait a minute. If you're aimless, we may not want you.
Well, we'll find out, but you got to send an email over to use that first.
We'll straighten you out.
A lot of people get bitten by the bug, though. Like, remember the first time you ever came into a radio station? It's like, oh, this is, I could do this.
Yeah,
this
when I was about
fun.
Six.
That's right. Your dad was a Bay Area broadcaster.
Oh, right. I still love that we were able to... Someone... Who found that? Was it you?
Someone sent it to us.
I still love that someone had audio of your dad.
It's really special.
Do you have that handy?
I found it on a random website.
Oh, it was like Bay Area... Not Hall of Fame. It was something. Some kind of broadcasting website. I don't even know what it was. But yeah, it was really special. I sent it to my brother and like, Daddy.
Crazy, huh?
Tony Salazar.
Tony Salazar.
Anyway, you can send an email to uzette@radioalice.com.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m.
Right.
Pier 39. Hey, we got a ton of snow over the weekend, everyone, so the news is good.
Yay!
And also a lot of rain.
Mm.
And more rain to come. More rain tomorrow and Wednesday, and that also means more snow for Tahoe
great
as well.
Great news. Pile it up. You say that Mammoth down south got like 50 inches of...
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yep. It's great. We need it.
Have you been to Mammoth?
I never have.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what they say. I understand it's huge.
It is.
Why they didn't get Mammoth.
Right. Yeah. It's a trip.
Down
like,
there.
When I was there one time, that we were so far away from the main spot we needed to be... We had to start traversing back towards in order to get back before the lifts closed.
Right.
And we didn't make it.
Oh, no.
We ended up having to click out, like get out of our. This was the first time I'd snowboarded, too. The thing was made of wood.
Mm.
Anyway, I had to get.
We
had
to, old, boy.
It was old. It was very, olden days. We had to get back down to the street and then get a ride back up to our car because we didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
It's
timing.
Big.
Yeah.
Big.
It gets dark, too. A lot of times they'll shut the lifts down at 3 o'clock. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It's too dark.
It's dangerous.
We had an earthquake over the week. It was on Monday in Alaska.
Oh.
And it was a 7.0. And yet, it doesn't.
Do you mean Friday?
Friday,
today's
yes.
Monday. Okay.
What did I say?
Monday.
Oh, sorry. It was on Friday. 7.0. And they say here that no fatalities, no serious injuries, it looks like. Airports, hospitals, emergency services, and most businesses are operating. And the power is up and the heat is on. So everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heat being on is very important in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. The have you ever seen footage of that? There's a, I don't know if it was like in Juneau or something, but, you know, 100 years ago, there was a huge earthquake there. Couldn't have been 100 because I'm telling you, there's video of this. And it shook for like 3 minutes straight. And you just watch the road dissolve. Like, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Never seen it.
See if you can find it. Put it up on the Sarah Vinnie Facebook page.
Earthquake in Alaska?
Earthquake in Alaska. Old-timey footage.
So this is one of those stories. It's a DUI.
Oh, Dewey of the day.
A pair of California Highway Patrol officers pulled alongside a car, a Tesla.
Oh.
Going down 101 in Redwood City before dawn on Friday when they reported a man fast asleep behind the wheel.
Oh, no.
Tesla.
If he has his hands on the wheel, it'll just keep, even if he's sound asleep, it'll just keep going.
The man was a Los Altos planning commissioner.
Uh-oh.
The freeway stop turned into a whole thing because they needed to traffic brake. He was asleep.
Yeah.
Sound asleep.
Yeah.
Or passed out, however you want to refer to it.
Right. So were they like honking and yelling to wake up? And
apparently they realized because it was a Tesla what was going on. Like, how's this thing on the road?
Right.
It's because it's got that autopilot feature.
Ooh, can I say a guess about
what?
Something? Did they like just put cars all around it and then slow them down to bring it to the side?
First, well, something
did,
like
did
that.
Did they
yeah.
do that?
They got in front of it and slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And it slowed down.
Right, because it does that.
To a stop.
Oh, my God.
But first, they had to do a traffic brake in order to make sure everyone behind this car stayed way back because they didn't know how it was going to all work.
It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, Alexander Samick, was Samick? Samick. Hmm. Anyway, he was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving.
Al Manic.
45-year-old dude. They say it was at 3:30 in the morning, going south on 101, doing 70 miles per hour, right near the Whipple Avenue exit.
Mm.
You know it.
I know
it. I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Officers pulled up next to the car. They saw this guy sound asleep, but the car was going straight, and they knew exactly what was going on, that it was in autopilot mode.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Is that you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Radical. What do you mean you guess so?
I almost felt like it was something in my throat.
Oh, maybe it was you.
Felt like it was something in my throat.
Oh, everybody's got it.
I heard it.
I just assumed it was me. I couldn't feel it, but I'm like, that sounds like
I almost felt a little something.
Oh, that was
so might have been me.
Both of you
see, it wasn't me.
Both of you have made out with her before, so you've probably caught
oh,
it.
Oh, we got it from her.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Not true.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's actually Thank not you. True.
Lucky.
What are you talking about?
I've never made out with Hooman.
Oh, my God, you have so.
No, I haven't.
Have okay. video
oh,
somewhere.
Please.
We'll have oh, really, pull it up. I'd love to see it because I've never made out with Hooman.
I saw it with my own two eyes.
No, you have just turned that into something that it totally isn't.
I don't need to see video proof.
A little peck.
I know exactly what
a
went down.
A little peck on the mouth is not a makeout.
It was at least a French peck.
No, it wasn't. There has never been tongue crossing between us.
It was an open mouth.
No, it wasn't.
Full blown.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
No.
Thank you, Prince.
Thank you, Prince.
Thank you, Prince.
Thank you, Prince.
Anyway, after they did the traffic break, a patrol car got directly in front of the Tesla and slowed down.
Wow.
And
so they
were
didn't
able
to
come,
flank them?
No, they were able to come to a stop in the middle of the highway,
oh,
right there at the north of Embarcadero exit in Palo Alto, 7 miles from where the stop was initiated.
What would happen if they just ran out? I mean, would the thing just keep going on 101 until the guy woke up at some point? You know, he's down somewhere in the
yes
Morgan Hill,
San Luis Obispo,
Santa Barbara.
Right,
goodness.
Where the hell am I? Am I in Ventura?
Boy, I had a good night's sleep. Where am I?
They took him to a nearby gas station after they were able to wake him and give him a field sobriety test. He's been arrested, and of course, you know, after the fact, does not want to comment. Who could blame him?
No one.
It's no fun.
No. That is one of the dangers of a car that drives itself. The sleep thing, you would just fall asleep. No.
Well,
good.
I wouldn't.
You might.
I wouldn't. I can't fall asleep in, like, I just can't. That's not, I wouldn't relax enough to fall asleep.
That's so funny. I've nap jerked plenty of times.
Like driving?
Hell yeah.
But I don't fall, I'm not usually someone who will be watching a show and then
oh,
go
really?
Really.
Oh, God, Jesus. I could close my eyes right now and be asleep in 5 minutes. Anytime, day or night, I could do it.
Christmas decorations. It's that time of year. Have you put yours up yet?
No.
Oh, you're not even going to, are you?
We do have some that we'll do at the house, but for the most part, we're saving it for...
Good for you.
When we get a tree up in Tahoe. Mm-hmm. By the way, dragons at my house. Massive alarm system
I know
that shoots
the
knives.
You know what? Let's stop talking
door.
About that because that's I didn't mean to go
no,
there.
No,
but...
it's
yeah. Well, it's I've one
already,
of those feelings
I've said it,
that
though,
you feel
a
like,
times.
Man, stupid.
Well, you know, yeah. I have someone staying at my house. I don't think
she's not asking for it.
I'm not asking.
Don't
for
Don't tell
it.
Yourself that.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's why I have knives that shoot out of my door.
There's a
home.
Guy named Tom Apruzzi of Old Bridge, Jersey. For the past 15 years, a guy named Tom Apruzzi in Old Bridge, Jersey, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, Tom Apruzzi.
Tom Apruzzi. I should have known.
For the past 15 years, he and his family have put up an epic Christmas decoration display.
Yeah.
So spectacular that they draw hundreds of tourists a year.
Oh, well, the neighbors must love that.
His neighbors do have a problem with that. Mm. And they say that it's blocking the street, creating all kinds of safety issues and chaos, like an ambulance couldn't get down the street if they needed to.
Oh,
and
I thought what? That actually
no,
happened.
They're just, so they've complained to the city, like, look, this is out of control.
Yeah,
we're not an amusement park. We're a neighborhood.
Right.
And the Apruzzis are out of control.
Friggin' Apruzzis.
Yep. This year, the city's cracking down on the Apruzzis. They'll have to pay a $3,000 fine every night they have their decorations up, to cover the cost of extra police and shuttles to and from the neighborhood. They're saying if you're going to have people come to your neighborhood to see the shows, you're going to have to put shuttles in.
So if they could tone it down and go for normal.
No, they don't. They're not. Mm-mm.
They won't do it.
Tom is planning to keep doing his light show this year. Starting to... Oh, it started. Started on Saturday.
So what's he going to do? Charge people?
If they shut me down, they're going to have to talk to my attorney. This is a First Amendment right. Free speech and free religion, says the Apruzzis.
I'm sorry, is Jesus the guy behind the Christmas lights? I really didn't think that he was. I thought it was a whole pagan thing. So he's a pagan, I guess.
I don't know what his deal is. I'm guessing he's...
I mean, are lights really talking? I just do. I do feel like it's, you know, it's a violation of your neighbor's rights to live in a peaceful neighborhood. $3,000 a night, huh? You know, the problem is,
that's
though,
their way of saying, up
people,
yours, Tom Aprusi.
People gotta take a stand. You know how it is when someone says you can't do something, now it's all you care about, and now it's a violation of your rights if you can't do it. It's like, or you could just be a cool neighbor.
I understand the reaction.
Sure.
The instant reaction.
People just
is
do not want to back down.
You
absolutely
will not tell me.
How dare you try to tell me something?
I didn't go and grow up just to be told stuff.
Yeah. I would have stayed a kid.
Anyway.
Things are easier.
One in five families say they have at least one strange Christmas tradition.
Oh.
Now, I have a question for you.
I don't have any strange ones.
Do you have any ones?
Tons.
Okay. I'm interested because I suddenly found myself in a position with, weirdly, I woke up and I have two kids.
In a beautiful house. In a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
How did I get here?
All of a sudden, I'm sort of like, well, what are we going to, and I don't want to just adopt whatever.
Yeah, you got to have your own.
Is whatever.
Well, didn't you have some traditions growing up that you want to do stuff by?
There's a couple, sure. Yeah. The pajamas thing, I thought that was only us. So as soon as I found out everyone does it, I don't want to do that.
Oh. I think we're not doing that this year.
The pajamas? Why would you?
Well, we do it every year so that we all look cute in the pictures. You know, everyone's got cute pajamas on.
You can look cute without having
Not our grubby old stuff.
No, I don't like that. See, last year I was like, I don't want to wear those. They don't fit. They weren't washed. I'm not into it.
They weren't washed? They're brand new.
Yeah, but he likes to wash things first, right?
Yeah, I'm just like...
Just tell her to wash your stuff
but
first.
But I don't even wear pajamas. I don't want... Do I have to dress like that? Do I have to?
Well, you don't have to. You are an adult.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to
be... Take a stand, Vin.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Take a stand.
Why can't I
just... So don't do it. Are you doing it this year?
I'm not doing it.
Oh. Is everyone else doing it?
I don't know what they're going to do.
You gonna roll
You've
over?
Just checked out.
I'm
that
not
particular...
gonna roll over. I'm not doing that one.
You better do
this
it.
Is what
I like it. I like doing it because I like to have one present to open the night before. My kids are always like, "Oh, great, we get to get our pajamas," but then they wear them all year, and I get to see them. I'm like, "Oh, remember Christmas?"
So they still wear them.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
one
I make
of the
sure
points.
I, buy them
I don't wear pajamas.
Something useful.
So therefore, that's wasteful.
Yeah. But don't you wear sweatpants? Don't you? Just have someone get you sweatpants and a nice t-shirt or a sweatshirt. And then that counts as pajamas.
Okay.
You know, and
then you've solved the problem. Fine. Okay. But don't get me
but
the
I'm with you about
pajama
like, right,
bottoms
the button
that
down.
I'm not going to wear.
No, those are no good. I agree. Ugh. I'm with you. I want a nice pair of sweatpants.
Right.
In fact, that was really the only thing I asked for this Christmas. I want some sweatpants. Oh, and Uggs. I want some Uggs.
You don't want Uggs.
I do. I want some Uggs. I've always wanted them. I've never get them.
What do you
I
mean
always
you
see
never it? Get them?
Because I just don't ever get them. I've never
so
had them.
You've
Uggs.
Asked for them so many times and everyone boycotts you.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Sweatpant pajamas.
I'm not wearing those. Forget it.
Pajamas.
Nope.
Sweatpant pajamas.
I would wear those.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Okay,
you
go
can
on.
Forget
Keep
it.
Going.
Anyway.
Traditions.
My story's about traditions and people saying they have weird holiday traditions.
And what do they define?
One of them is dressing up the cat in a holiday costume.
Oh, that's just funny.
What?
You know,
the cat?
Dressing up animals. And, that's always funny.
The entire family plays Mario Kart on Christmas morning.
Oh.
That's a video game,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes. It's a great one. Mm-hmm.
Giving each other ugly ornaments.
Oh, well, okay. You know, that's cute. And then you get some ornaments for the Christmas tree and you have a laugh over that. I like pretty ornaments, though. Get really picky about, like, you know, after the kids decorate the Christmas tree, I go back and, like, rearrange it. You know, to be a certain way. They put it all in the same place.
Watching
when you're little, it's all real low. I'm like, I'm going to move some of these up to the top.
That's funny.
Watching horror movies on Christmas Day.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Boo!
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. What else you got?
No, that's it.
How
I
about,
just...
like, people go to church, right? To the
yeah,
midnight mass
that's
and
one
stuff
of
like
see,
that.
That's horrible.
That's a great.
Or they open their gifts up at midnight instead of the next morning.
Why don't you like that?
Me or her?
You.
I love church for the holidays.
Oh, so you, I thought you were just saying it's
said,
horrible. People
I,
shouldn't
I
go
said
to church.
It's
she said it was horrible.
Oh.
I sound just like him though. Oh, it's horrible.
Do you think it's horrible, Hooman, that all the people who didn't go to church all year long now are crowding your church?
So the church I grew up in was really upset about that. But I think it's great. If you can even make it once a year.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever. Christmas breaks. And Easter.
Good whatever. Attitude, young man. 10.
Whatever it takes, whenever it breaks, news 10.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That number actually works. You put that in, 800-400-3697. Mm-hmm. Then you text the message and we get it.
Yeah.
And then we're likely
and
to read it.
And our feelings are hurt. And, oh, I mean, we're super excited.
Well.
Unless well, you're human, then your feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
510 says, say the guy's name.
What guy?
Who he is. It's Ray Taliaferro.
Oh.
We started telling the story. We said who he was at first, then we didn't repeat
then
it.
We moved on.
He is a former KGO overnight radio show host.
For years.
Who has just passed away.
25 years or something.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, KGO.
He died in a crazy way. He has dementia and he wandered off and wasn't found for weeks.
Right.
November 10th, I think they said he was missing.
510 says, who was the she you were comparing to the Stones tour? It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, geez.
Who won the most.
I just need to say these. The highest
the
grossing
highest
tour.
The highest grossing tour of the year. Of
all time.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Drink, drink.
My kids
drink.
Saw it. Dark that tour. Zone. Like, I think it opened here. Or maybe it was like the second.
I want to say you're right.
Stop.
It was
yeah.
Like Arizona, then
very
here.
Very early
then,
in her tour, yeah.
Uh, 707 says, used to listen to Ray when I worked the graveyard shift at Skywalker. Was always great, a great listen and well-informed. Rest in peace, Ray. My uncle has Alzheimer's and can't remember yesterday, but he speaks Farsi, English, German, French, and Spanish.
Oh, still.
It's weird the way that works.
Right, which parts of your brain remain intact and which don't. Wow, that's quite a mix of languages.
I heard a story about Netflix wanting to get Oscar nominations. So it dumps money into marketing for these movies and puts them in a theater so they'll be possibly up for... Makes sense.
Yeah.
It'll give them more...
No, yeah, not just Oscars. They're right. That was part of the story that I read, that they were talking about, you know, we want to get these movie awards as well, mm-hmm. not just the... The Emmys that they're eligible
for. But it has
for.
To, and we know this because of Hooman's movie. Mm-hmm. It has to air, like be in a theater in LA, right?
Yep. For 1 week, yeah.
Yeah, there's like several approved
theaters, yeah.
Places that it can go.
And that theater has to advertise that that movie's playing there.
And does the, can it not be on the streaming service for a certain amount of time? Like are they having.
It has to be in the theater first, yeah.
Oh.
And then you can stream it.
Well, they're saying that's being released on Netflix and in the
I'm
theater
sure
the same
they're gonna,
day. They'll figure it
they're
out.
They're going to coordinate what, the right. rig, the work the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing with Roma, too.
Oh,
that was Time's number one film of the year.
And you say that Roma is, what, a Netflix film?
It's going to be a Netflix film, yeah. December 14th.
But it's already been out.
Yeah,
so maybe
here
this
and
thing's
there.
in super limited release right now.
Mm.
It's the blind. It's called The Bird Box.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Someone saying Sandra wrote in Bullock. And said it's a good book. And that the writer's local.
Oh.
Well.
I don't know. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm gonna start with the top albums in the country at this moment. I also have kind of a heritage, like it makes sense that all of a sudden this person would be making music. We've known her entire life.
Oh.
And suddenly there she is with a guitar in her hand.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.